All right, let's get that going.
Hi, I'm Samuel, and this is Duty. Have you signed up for the launch of There's an Alien in My Toilet on Kickstarter? I hope that you do. It's going to be a hilarious ride. The link is in the summary. See you there.
Welcome to Cast the Crazy Podcast. I am your host with the most, Seb, the crazy man, Vera, and I am with...
George, the dreamer, Medina.
Dude. George, there's a lag on your video.
What do you mean there's a lag in my... I'm like this.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, now you're moving. What's going on, George? Who do you got on the show today?
Oh, dude, you were going to ask me that question. I thought we were in the introduction.
I almost forgot. I know. I've been slipping.
What? No, you can keep going. Don't worry about it. Let's just let it know what we got. Today. We live. We are live already right now. Hit the intro.
Well, we are live with the creators of Brink and Fetch. And with that said, let's get...
Only show for independents all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your meds, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the craze. If you are an independent,
cast the craze!
Making moves on your own,
cast the craze!
On your grind in the streets,
cast the craze!
Join the movement,
cast the craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now, I know you want to do it. Cast the craze. What's up? What's up? What's up, Georgie? Georgie, put a pile. Let's do this again. I'm yours with the most Santa crazy man,
George, the dreamer, Medina. What's happening, everybody? What's happening? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. We are live today. We have Trish and Michael Bankston. Brink and Fetch is the name of the book. Their Kickstarter is live right now, right, Sam? It's live?
It's live right now. They're killing it. Let's see.
Killing it.
20 days to go. 104 backers and $15 away from goal. They got that. So based on that trend, they're going to have a fantastic campaign based on this trend. Yes. And so, yeah, so they're on fire right now. And we're going to be talking about to them about Brink and Fetch. To have fun.
But before we get into all of that, Sammy, I just want to welcome everyone and please remind you to subscribe to the channel right now. We are live. We're up to what? 531, dude. We just came from recording a show and we jumped into this live stream. So, you know, we were a little out of sorts. But yeah, in that quick moment, we got another subscriber. So thank you so much for everyone who has subscribed to the channel. Please continue to do so. Spread the word. Hit the like button. Comment below. All of that fun stuff. Let people know we're out there. We're trying to get to 1,000. The road to 1,000 is real. And we're trying to get there. But yeah, we're going to have some fun tonight. You know, we're going to have, Trish and Michael come on. But before we get there, Sammy, we want to give them a little updates on what we got going on in the House of Craze.
Yeah, hold on. Just putting the link. So if you guys want to know how to find Brink and Fetch, I just put the link in the chat. Just hit that link and head over there and pledge today. Let's break that $3,000 today so that from that point on, they could just have fun. All right. It's always getting to that goal that's very stressful. Then after that, it's fun. So let's help them have fun. But So we've just been working and grinding. Speaking of campaigns, Duty's coming. You know, if you don't know, now you know. There's an alien in my toilet. His name is Dudarius Uranus, and he's coming to Earth. And so we currently have 61 recruits lined up. Duty needs an extra 39 recruits for that to get on that ship before he gets to Earth's orbit, because it's going to be a party. And head over. Link is in the summary. There's an alien in my toilet. What's up? Michael James in the house. Que pasa?
James, what's going on?
Yes. What's up?
I love it.
So, yes. So, sign up. And also, don't forget, Wonder Duck, The Adventures of Wonder Duck. Jorge Medina Hay. What is that all about? What's with these
adventures?
Ducks?
The Adventures of Wonder Duck. Oh man, I'm lagging. You know what it is? I have too many windows open. I gotta that's get a stronger Wi-Fi over here. Exactly. But yeah, The Adventures of Wonder Duck. The campaign isn't live yet. It doesn't go live until May 4th, 2022. This year. Don't listen to this guy. This guy. Yeah. So the campaign will go live then. But right now the pre-launch page is up, and it's it should be in the show notes down below. Click on that.
It is.
Follow to get notified. And if you have an Instagram account, please go there. The Adventures of Wonder Duck. Follow the page. I'm trying to grow that bad boy. But for those who get notified today, just a little something, something for you guys. I put together a special PDF for you guys, where if you get notified of the pre-launch page, okay, you hit that notify button. Hit me up on the social media. Go to the Adventures of WD. Send 40. Me a message there. Let me know, hey, I'm following the page. I will send you a PDF of the print in your email. So send me your email address. I'll send it there. And then when the campaign goes live, if you pledge to the campaign, I will add the print to your package when I send it out, 8x10 print of said PDF. Man. Now, that PDF will only be for those who get notified. It's not part of the campaign. It's not going to go out to anybody else. Just you guys for being supportive right from the beginning. So, yeah, like
that mystery man in the corner with the trench coat.
Or gracias. The lollipop. So, yeah. So, please come through. Hit that notify me button and do your thing. But, yeah. So, that's The Adventures of Wonder Duck is coming. I'm very excited about the campaign. Can't wait to put it out there. And maybe, but first, we're going to do The Adventures of Wonder Duck. I mean, The Adventures of Wonder Duck. There's an alien in my toilet. All these long titles. First, we're going to do There's an alien in my toilet. And so make sure you sign up for that also, because we got stuff coming down the pike.
Yeah, sign up for There's an alien in my toilet. Link is below. But we want to say, if you want to be a guest on Catch the Craze podcast, you're no longer going to go to crazycomics.com and fill out anything. You're going to hit us up, and we're going to send you a link, and you're going to book yourself. Simple as that. And you'll follow the instructions. Send us your press kit, your headshots, and reference material, and it's easy peasy. But if you haven't subscribed to the show and you're going to be a guest on the show, you know what? Say, hey, I got you guys just like you got me. I'm subscribing. Let's start this relationship on a positive note, right? I don't want to feel like I'm taking advantage of. I'm just saying, you know, I'm kind of sensitive. I am sensitive. But we're excited. So we're excited for the show tonight. What do we got here? Krista Joy in the house.
Oh, Chris.
She came out to play. She came out.
So real quick, Sam, though, remind them also, and I don't know if this is on your list to do, but for those who have campaigns right now, what's that little deal that we got going on?
So basically, if you add a thumbnail to There's an Alien in My Toilet to your Kickstarter campaigns on the bottom of your page and say campaigns we recommend with a link to my landing page, we will give you a 30-second commercial for every week that you do it, that you have it up on your Kickstarter page. So if you put the link and the thumbnail for There's an Alien in My Toilet on your landing page, say here at the bottom, you know, after you get past your bios and all your stretch goals and all that stuff, at the bottom of your page and on your updates, we'll give you a 30-second commercial spot on Cast the Craze once a week on our live shows for every week that you have it up. So I think it's a win-win. I already have a couple of people signed up, so which is pretty awesome. So simple as that. So we're offering, you create the commercial. You can send us a press release that you want us to read. You can send us a graphic that you want us to, whatever it is. Or you can send us a 30-second video, whether it's a trailer to your comic book, whatever it is. And we'll promote it. We'll put the links and we'll direct traffic to you as well. So pretty simple. I think it's a win-win for all. Let's see.
That's a cool little, you know, plus. So yeah, please. Unlike my Bucks who choked. Yes, your Bucks did choke. And they're no longer going to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, Chris. But so we have an exciting show for you guys tonight, Brink and Fetch. They're about $105 away from making their goals. So 100. Yeah, right?
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was 50. Yeah, I see my math is off.
28.
My math is off. See, that's what happens. I've been a hermit for a minute, and gotta get my math.
You're back in the world. What did you say? How much did you say before? $15. You said how much?
Now you can say it again. I've been drinking. That's it. Put the bottle down.
He's like, I'm not saying it. No more. Wow. Damn. All right.
I don't know how I got that number.
I don't know. Well, listen, guys, make sure you are here on February 15th, because February 15th, the campaign, 4 days in the end of my toilet, goes live. Yes, we go live. Sam's got some surprises, some exclusives coming out that day. So you want to be a part of it, February 15th at 8 p.m. on Catch the Craze. So if you haven't yet, subscribe, get notified, because it's going to be a fun show.
It is going to be a fun show. And so, again, I just want to say thank you to the 61 people who signed up already thus far. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Again, we're trying to get to 100. So, So with that said, I think, we can the wait is over. I think we could bring in our guests. But before we do, if you want to promote what you do and you're having a heart, you can't be on every podcast, but and you want to promote your campaign ahead of time, there's a simple and easy way to do it. Why not just sponsor an episode of Catch the Craze?
Do you have a Kickstarter campaign and you're trying to figure out how to get the word out? You look online and you see the competition is fierce. Comic-Cons are slowly coming back, but in the meantime, how do you spread the word? You worked for hours creating your campaign. You post on as many social media sites as possible, trying to get the word out to no avail. Well, look no further. Why not sponsor an episode of Catch the Craze Podcast, the fastest growing indie podcast in the market today? That 30-second promo can get you an extra 2 to 3 backers or more. Who knows? Let's go. Hit the link below and get one step closer to a successful campaign.
All right, let's bring them in, the dynamic duo. Here we go.
Guys, Catch the Toilet Craze. I am so honored to meet you guys. I am like so excited. I told Mike, I'm like, put some earplugs in, baby. I'm so excited to meet you guys.
But did you bring me earplugs?
No, but
bring me the earplugs. She set you up.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Nothing, just enjoying this crazy ride that we're on Kickstarter. It is exciting, and it definitely shows you who's got your back, because we're kind of like nobody's, but our friends our team is pushing us forward. So I mean, we're doing really well. So
everybody. Yep. But you guys talked about February 15th. I love that day.
Ah. That's the day after our Kickstarter. So we're making more stuff.
That is the day after the Kickstarter. It'll be all chill then.
You'll be able to relax and enjoy the fact that you're no longer doing a Kickstarter.
Well, there's so many people that launched at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're one of them too. And so it's like, oh my gosh, we're going up against Tom Hutchinson, Jim.
We're not going against them,
but they are running a Kickstarter the same time as us. You know,
you guys sound like me and George. I look at it the same way. I'm like, we're going up against all these people. It's not a competition. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I seen you guys' dynamic earlier where you came up with some number and he came up with the number. That's our dynamic. Come up with the number. Trish comes up with a number that is a number in the universe.
It is. It's like we just made hotel reservations to go to Kansas City for Planet Comic Con, and people are like, oh, would you pay for your hotel? I'm like, that amount. And Mike's like, no, we paid blah blah blah.
Oh, that is amazing. Oh god, listen guys, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a long time since I've been wanting also to meet you guys, because Trish, I've seen you on the chat, so thank you so much for coming on. And we're here to
promote. It's an honor. Yes, it's an honor. You guys, me and Mike we're kind of disabled, so we stay home a lot. So you guys on your podcast, you guys became our family for the last 2 years. So really, truly, thank you. And you guys mean a lot to us. So.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
We'll be okay, but I'm just saying, you know, we don't get to go out to cons as much as we used to.
Now try to process what Trish has told you in the last minute. We are going to Kansas City Comic Con.
All right.
For three days, we will be at Kansas City Comic Con. Mm-hmm. We're disabled and we can't leave the house. They're not the same thing. Once again, on the one side, he's come up with a number. And on the other side, he came up with the number.
I'm seeing a theme. I'm seeing the theme here tonight.
Oh, well, you know, you're a comic creator, so you could do anything.
That's right. I mean, how many other Kickstarters out there got scratch and sniff panty stickers as their goals? You know what I mean? I want to get you out there scratching my panties.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Scratching panties, not your panties.
Yeah, not mine, but I made some panty stickers up.
Well, you crazy. Well, listen. 104 people agree with you, Trish, so that's awesome.
Yes, yes. And I do want to acknowledge Jonathan Syfex in the chat as well. Welcome, Johnny Syfex.
Another great creator.
Oh, yes. That's good. Yes. See, Mike knows all about comics, but I'm the people person. So you smash us together and you kind of got the perfect.
You know a ton about comics. You have been on more of these shows than I have. I show up to these shows just to support you, I guess. I wrote the book. I take care of all the art direction and stuff. And, you know, you pay the bills and get crazy.
That's
your part.
That's fantastic. So you told me that you were recently on Pitches Be Crazy.
Yes. I watched your show with Jimmy Noble to get some inspiration because you're a little excitable like me. Just saying we're a little bit excitable at times, you know.
Jimmy Noble is a little excitable too. So, I mean, I imagine that was a crazy thing.
Not really. No, I'm sorry, Sam kind of swept the floor with him. There was no
break. Well, you know, but I mean, when crazy goes against crazy, crazy still wins. I mean,
well, you know, I had a motivation. I went on there and I was the underdog. They all had $10,000 on their campaign. I had a couple of $100. I said, there's no way these guys with the big bucks are going to take this prize. So I had to go and summon my inner craze to take
it. Dude, that's what I did. Five costume change during it. Five.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, different hats, different mask. And I'm like, I'm bringing it because I want people to know all about Brink and Fetch. And I just don't want to sit there. Because I have seen that where this is my story and I'll tell you the pitch however they want you to do it.
Right.
I want it to be memorable. And that's why they asked me today on another show. They're like, Trish, we're bringing back the champions and we definitely want you as one of the champions.
Well, wait. They're speculative. They might do that. Don't make promises. That's a possibility. It's like hopes and dreams, baby. You can go back there and pitch against somebody else. Hopes and dreams. We don't name names.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. See, out off the press. It's already out there. What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
That's fantastic. So before we talk about Brink and Fetch, let's talk about how you guys came to be as creators and how'd you find each other?
How we found each other?
At the comic book shop, the local one. Yeah, who is single? I'm single. Oh, you're single? Great. Let's hook up.
That easy. Wow.
23 years.
To be honest, you weren't exactly single back then.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. The plot thickens.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, most of the people already have heard this story. So, I mean, it's not.
We started out as gamer buddies. And I had a bad relationship and it ended and then
you had
just
a relationship that was slightly flawed and things changed.
Right. See, that's why he's the writer and I'm all the other stuff. So he has to elegantly put it. It sucked in a relationship, so I found something better. And 23 years later, we're still together. So something happened.
Congratulations.
We're very good together. I mean, you're wild and crazy. I cannot do that. I could not do that at all.
So what was the game? What was the game that you guys used to play?
The game was World of Darkness. I don't know if you guys play.
No. Are you guys tabletoppers? So it's witches, vampires, and
it's vampires.
Yeah.
there are other things in the world of darkness, but when we got together, it was all vampires. I mean, okay. We were just playing a vampire game.
Gotcha.
Over the years, we've played a lot of games. I mean, we played Dungeons & Dragons. We played Pathfinder. We played Shadowrun, Cyberpunk, Monster Hearts. I mean, we played a lot of different games.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I mean, we have pictures of the girls going to Gen Con, which is like the biggest gaming, falling asleep under the tables because they're like, Mom, I can't play another game of Uno. Can we please go back to the hotel? I'm like, no, just sleep on the floor. You're good. You're good. Ain't nobody going to step on you. Mom's here playing some Monopoly. Let's go.
John's going to start looking for his wife at comic book stores, according to the chat over here. You guys have inspired him. But
Johnny.
So Mike, so you're a writer. So were you already writing comics when you met Trish, or were you still kind of just collecting and just playing, you know, games?
I have collected comic books since I was a little kid, and that was a lot of years ago. Trish likes to talk about it. I hate to talk about it because it's a lot of years ago.
But it shows the experience underneath your belt.
Trish, the gray hair shows the experience underneath your belt. We don't have to put numbers on it that, you know, no, we don't need that. But it's a lot of years. And I've never wrote a comic, but when the COVID hit and everything kind of shut down, we got more into podcasts. And it started with Zendoscope because they came out, they did a podcast. And I was like, well, I read a few Zendoscope books at my local comic shop already. And my local comic shop never shut down. Well, I mean, I'm sure it shut down for a very brief period. Mm-hmm. But they went to where you could go down there and pick up your comic books. They brought them out to you and everything. So, I mean, I didn't really get more an interruption than was needed. But we started paying a lot of attention online. We went to Zendoscope and did that for a while. They did podcasts or live streams and stuff. But Tom Hutchinson's Big Dog Inc. had a Goth Day thing that came up on my Facebook page. And I was like, oh, this looks pretty cool, too. And then I looked into it, and he's got a number of stories. I'm sure you guys know Tom Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. And so I went through and I selected A Penny for Your Soul. I was like, oh, I should get into this. I'll get some of the back stuff. And I wrote Tom to see, you know, if I could get the starting stuff. And he's like, no, it's sold out. So I told Trish how sad I was when she got home from work. And she's like, oh, I'm sure I can find it. And Trish is crazy and and goes right into the internet looking everywhere for it and then finds it on Amazon, the book that Tom said was sold out.
Wow.
So we ordered it up. I got it in and I loved it. And then we just started, you know, branching out, paying more attention to things on Facebook and stuff. First was Big Dog Inc., but then, you know, like Totally Rad Comics, Belial, Chuck Pino's book.
And then we just kept going down the rabbit hole and we found you guys. And Mike's been writing. He's not telling you. He's wrote for like Shoe Club, which is an online.
I wrote stuff over the years.
Right.
I mean, I wrote role playing games,
wrestling games, and stuff like that. But his whole dream this whole time has been always to write a comic. But as anybody in this in the chat and you guys know, making comics is not a cheap endeavor at all. You have to totally be 100% committed. And it was like, are you willing to give up the, you know, our vacation time and, you know, and all my extra money to do this? Is this really what you want to do? And he's like, yeah, baby, I want to make this happen. I said, well, then let's do it. So that's it. It took watching normal guys like you guys, like Tom Hutchinson, to go out and actually make a comic and make a career of it. Not just, oh, it's a hobby.
It's not a career yet. I mean,
it's a comic. It's a comic right now, but you know, that's what we're working towards, is to make it a sustainable thing. I mean, is that going to happen next year? No. Is that going to happen maybe 10 years down the line? Maybe. You know, if we keep pushing and going on the way we are, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been better.
First one's going good.
Yeah, first one's doing good, but like I said, we owe that a lot to our friends and to this team that's out there pushing and pulling for us. I mean, it's a lot of people are like, you guys are so lucky. Artists normally don't promote whatever they work on. you guys have every single one of your artists is out there and your team members pushing for you. And I said, yeah, I don't know what we did, but they got our backs.
Well, we did the things you got to do. I mean, we talked to them. We were fair to them. I mean, everybody we've hired got paid before, you know, before we even got the stuff for the most part. I mean,
yeah, that's the hardest thing.
We've had good relationships with everybody.
Our book is completely paid for. It's completely done. It just has to go to the printer. And I mean, I did my research on that. And we're doing a local printer. So
you do. But we have one cover on the Kickstarter that you can be drawn on. That cover's not done because.
Well, yeah, we don't know who's backing it, but it's only going to take a month or less to get. So depending. Right now, there's only two people who have backed it. So there's plenty more spots.
There could be more. There could be a third now. But I mean, up to 10 can back it. The artist said it will take less than a month to get that to us. So after the Kickstarter ends on February 14th, the artist will, as soon as the stuff's paid for, he'll make the cover up, and then we'll have the last cover, and we'll be able to print it. Trish has a local printer here, you know, close enough that we can drive to pick our books up and take pictures of them. And we're hoping for a fairly fast turnaround. Because I really appreciate it when Kickstarters get me my stuff quickly.
Absolutely. And that's the name of the game. It's, you guys are smart about it. Because I think the challenge is a lot of the independents, they go in there with a plan in place to have it completed after they raise the funds. And that's what's a turnoff to a lot of the potential pledgers. What you guys have done is a smart approach. It's the right approach. But not only that, you said something that was very important. You know, it's completely paid for, and you still had the team that worked on it pushing it. Mm-hmm. And it's not the case with a lot of creators out there. We've had those guests on our show where, you know, they've had so many different cover artists and they weren't pushing it. So, you know, kudos to you. It says a lot about your character that the team that you worked with are supporting you in this fashion.
We've got good people. I mean, I'm super excited and happy, and almost everybody that worked on it's like a friend. We've been on shows like this with several of them. And besides the one that one of our artists is fairly sick. I mean, he's the only one that's not able to go out and do shows right now. And that's because he's had some illness. So,
right. And he's like, but he writes this all the time. He's like, I hope you guys are doing good. You know, and I can't wait to work on issue two. And I'm like, as soon as we're ready to get, you know, because Mike and Chuck are working on issue two right now, but we're not ready to actually draw it out or whatever, you know what I mean? And, right. And do the back covers. But when we hit that part, he wants to be back on the project with us again. So, and everybody's like, oh yeah, I definitely want. And I have so many people coming at me. Oh, we want to be on your next book too. And I'm like, oh, okay. but I don't need that many covers, guys. But stick around for issue five or six.
Trish is being very gentle here. Trish would literally have had 1,000 covers if I let her run.
Wow.
So I have to pull her back from, you know, doing too much. I mean, I think, you know, multiple variant covers are marketable, but there's a certain number where people have to pick and choose. And no matter how great of artist you got, you know, nobody's going to be able to buy 50 covers.
Well, exactly. It also gets expensive to print. Like when you have so many covers to print, it just starts getting very expensive. It's just the print runs themselves. So that's
because after a while, they charge you for the more times you want to change the cover.
Yeah. So you got to think about that as well. But yeah, so tell us who's on the team. Like who are some of the names on the team? Give them a little shout out.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, the base team that did the interior artwork. I'll do that. You can do the cover artist because you're friendlier with them.
Okay.
we had a guy named Sergio Rios is our pen and inker. He did all the interior and he did cover A. And Shauna Mad did all of the coloring for that, and she did the A cover too. I wanted the A cover to look exactly like the book looks.
Oh.
If you get the A cover, it's the same art that's the inside of the book. Jerome did all of the lettering. He's been really great. And Chuck edited the book for us. And I know you guys know Chuck because he's everywhere. Literally everywhere. The book the book probably could not exist without Chuck. I mean, he's been amazing. He's helped us virtually with everything. And I believe that's all.
Okay. And so we go to the
first artist.
The first artist is David Fott, we have. And he did this cover. And I love my cover because with David, it's got my cootie girls on there. My
cooties, they're not girls.
Okay. But it's the cooties and the girls. And it's Brink holding Fetch kind of in a protective stance, but it's very fun cover.
Right.
And then we have Steph.
Hang on. It's Fetch.
Oh, holding back. Brink. Sorry. I get excitable. And then we have Steph Wilson and Carrie Ann that did a cover for us. We have Chris Madd did a cover for us. We have Justin Hunt who did a cover for us. And also in our Kickstarter, he gave us the original pencil that you can back and get the original sent from him.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we have Doug Brown who does his own comic called Stormy, and he's going to do the additional cover with the people drawn on there because Mike's had me drawn on covers for years and are in books and stuff like that. And Doug was my favorite of every artist that's ever drawn me in a book that made me look really natural. So that's why I went directly to him and I'm like, can you do this for me? And he's like, of course, Trish, for you. Yeah, I'll do that for you. 10 people on the cover. Not a problem.
Nice. So we before we go into the actual series, I do have a question from Johnny.
And it's a really good question.
Yes, it's been, except for your own cool work, what comic character would each of you like to write a story for?
Oh, that's easy. That's my boy, Dr. Strange. I would love to write a story about Dr. Strange because, you know, Steven has had so many love interests, but none of them stick around. Let's dive into that a little bit more and let's get a girl that will stick it out with Steven and his chaos.
Nice.
He's married.
What?
You haven't read the recent stuff.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm old school where he doesn't get the girl.
That is old school.
Okay.
He is married to Cleo.
Oh, okay. Well, I would have wrote the story of why he's crazy and got him a better woman than Cleo.
Well, he is still crazy.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
And I'm absolutely positive he cheats on Cleo because I've seen him with other women, but he is married in the current Marvel storyline.
See, like that's why I like Stephen Strange because like he is a normal dude. Yes, he's Sorcerer Supreme and he has all these abilities. But you know what? There's parts of him that is so like natural and just that's how it is. You know, right. We all can't be Superman. You know what I mean? Where it's truth, justice, American way. We all can't be that way. Right. Most of us have actual. So Stephen Strange would be my answer.
Okay.
I would like to write for Majik of the X-Men / New Mutants, mostly because they tend to saddle her with poor artists, which really drives me crazy. and I would find an artist that I enjoyed their work.
Nice.
What about you guys? Because you guys are here interviewing us. What about you guys? Sam? George?
Interesting question. Thanks, Jonathan. Let's see. You know what? I've never really thought about. See, here's the thing, right? So the whole independent thing for me is I've never wanted to work for anybody else. I've always wanted to create my own things. So I never really actually put any thought into what I would do. But if I did have to choose one, and I'm going to be very generic about this because it's my favorite character, but I think it would be the Amazing Spider-Man. It would be Peter Parker. Like, I would love to write a story about Spidey. Like, it's just, you know, he's my childhood, you know, favorite character, and I think I definitely would love to write a story about him. Go ahead, Sam.
I'm gonna go left field. I would say Alf. Bring back the Alf comic books. I bring Alf again.
Alf.
Hey, Willie. Yes, for me it's Alf. I love Alf. I would love to do a remake on comics for him.
No, he needs one because it left off on the TV series like at such a weird note, and you don't know what they did with Elf, so that makes perfect sense. I would love for you to continue on at that point because that's part of my childhood. I'm like, what did they do with Elf? Did they take him away to, you know, Area 51 and dissect him? Did he live? Did he get away? What happened to him? So that's my
gut tells me is that franchise will come back just like the Chipmunks did and just like the Turtles. I mean, it's everything happens in time, and I think that's going to come back.
Yeah.
It'll be remastered in whatever way they want, but I have a gut feeling because he's just a marketable character. And he's hilarious. But I have all the episodes on VHS still. I have all the comic books. I'm a little significant.
Dude, I still got my Pee-wee's Playhouse in the playset in the garage somewhere. Yes. So like all on VHS. I mean, I am a Pee-wee Herman girl. I mean, I love my 80s, you know, and early 90s. I am so I understand that obsession with stuff. Absolutely. And dude wants to draw for you on duty.
Who? What?
Jonathan wants to draw for you, duty.
I would choose duty, and where would he go?
He would go. All right.
Jonathan can't draw. But so let's talk about the birth of Brink and Fetch. Where did the idea come from?
Okay, well, Brink and Fetch mostly come from the fact that I ran Brink as a character in role-playing games for several years, different games, just fleshing out what the character was like in my head. I wasn't really doing it thinking about a comic book at the time. I liked the concept I came up with for Brink, and I ran it in different game systems. Just it was comfortable for me. And
don't let him fool you. He's got a Brink in every game we got, from Final Fantasy to Neverwinter to any of all of them. I'm just saying it's not just tabletop games. Every game Mike has always made a Brink. So
I mean, it's a comfortable character for me to play. I put it in all the games I play now.
Nice.
But I mean, I didn't plan it to be a comic book at the time.
No.
Right, so give us the plot.
Well, they're a couple. They make up their own rules for love and magic.
Right.
They're going throughout the world just trying to have some fun and enjoying life. And there are things that are going to get in their way, and they're supernatural things. So there'll be bumps in the road. They'll encounter them right there in the first issue.
Right,
you'll get a glimpse at some of them when you get down to the interior pages. So,
and then our daughter also did the video for us. Our 22-year-old daughter, FYI, she's 22. Wow. But there's a little bit of sexiness to it. So, but you know, when we're like, "Oh, our kid made that for us," people are like, "Oh, 22."
She's 22. So wait,
any people going, "Oh, are crazy?" I mean, we wouldn't let a child do it.
All right. So Michael, so Brink and the names, where did they come up with? Like, where did you come up with the names? Do they mean anything?
I came up with Brink just years ago. I kind of started running a character called Brink around 2000 in a wrestling game. It was like the Brink of Disaster was their like finishing move or something in that wrestling game that I played. And it wasn't even my main character. It was just like one of the side characters I had, because the wrestling game was mostly dominated by male competitors that I did back then. So she was just like an extra character, and you know, I fleshed her out. And Fetch got added to a campaign, and it just stuck. I mean, Brink and Fetch then were pretty much always together after that.
Gotcha.
Nice. So I just want to acknowledge that we do have Fizz Chozo in the chat and Critical Blast in the chat.
Critical Blast.
Yeah, so it's called Brink and Fetch. Brink and Fetch on the screen right now, guys. Check it out. So continue.
Oh, that was where their names came from. Huh?
Yeah, from a wrestling game. Basically.
That's where Brink started out in the wrestling game around 2000. I was playing a wrestling game called Shoot Club, and that was just a minor character that was with it. Later on, I started running a character named Brink in the different role-playing games we played. And I, like Trish pointed out, I've I probably got at least 20 or 30 different Brinks in different games now, maybe even more.
So Mike, when you're creating these characters, right? When you're creating these characters for like campaigns and things of that nature, and school me on this because I'm asking this because I really don't know. The look of the characters, is that something that you send out to an artist and say, hey, listen, she's got pink hair. I want her to do this, wear this. She's got the mesh top. Like, how do you go about, you know, creating these characters in a flesh? Not just from in your head, but actually what they look like.
When I design a character for a role-playing game, typically, you know, the role-playing game asks for certain stuff, and then you stat out a character. So you like decide how strong they are, how fast they are, how durable they are. And in a game, there are rules that keep you from being all powerful. Like every game that I've played doesn't let you make Superman up in the beginning. So, you know, you make up a kind of weak character that will potentially someday be strong. And then when you're playing a game, you're going to choose your appearance so that, you know, you can describe yourself to the other players at the game. It's all about, you know, how you're going to look in games. And Brinks always had pink hair, and Fetch has always had an odd hair color. Blue is just one choice, but I mean, she's had various, but I mean, I've always pictured Brink with pink hair, and it's worked out pretty well. I mean, when I sent the stuff to my artists, I height, weight, build. Gotcha. I really tried, you know, pushing hard to have, you know, my artist draw Brink's boobs as being a little smaller, but
doesn't always work out that way.
It is a struggle, but
oh, big struggle, pardon the pun. But yeah, though, this looks great. I mean, and listen, just so you guys know, you are the very first live Kickstarter where we are able to share your campaign on the screen. So
not true.
This is true. This is the very first one where Sam and I have done together. So kudos to you guys. I'm gonna congratulate you guys are the first of the
well,
of
thank
the kind.
You.
But listen, this looks great. I mean, I don't know. Can we play the video on the screen, Sam?
I don't have any copyright music or anything like that. There's nothing. There's no nudity. It's all, you know, it's just that one picture where they're in the bed together, but it's covered up also. So
let's see if the audio will come through. Let's see.
Let's see. Let's try it out.
Can you hear it?
No.
No?
No.
Let's see. How do I do that? How do I capture that audio?
Finally, me and Sam are like,
I know.
I can't do any technical
stuff. We are so
either.
Bad with technical stuff. Everybody's like, oh, you need to close this and add this on your Kickstarter. I'm like, give me about a week to figure it out.
It's always fun to do things for the first time live on TV. I mean, on the YouTube. It's always fun.
Maybe if I mic to the screen. Hold on one second.
Maybe.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Oh, let me go back up there.
But that cover is my homage to Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what we wanted everybody to know this book was about. Our adventures are finally
going to. It's coming in a little bit.
I mean, it was only a matter of time before someone caught us. Violence. Sorry. I'm ready to play.
They look amazing.
Well, as long as it's that guy.
Yeah, that guy is scary.
Scary is how long I've been waiting for that.
Never had a problem waiting when you were in my hands.
Fetch, oh, stop teasing me.
I thought you liked when I teased you.
You'll be seeing more of us in Brink and Fetch. Just want to have fun. We'll be waiting.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, our daughter and her best friend, they've been besties since they were 8, made that because I really wanted to show that. I mean, of course, there's people out there that will make your videos for you, but, you know, two actual live besties. How you get go wrong there?
No, that's awesome. I'm really digging it. I'm loving the art style. Like, that art style is great. I love the colors.
Can we go down to the first picture where they're in the bed? And I want to show you how amazing Shauna is with her colors. Yeah. Because, like, there's a, when they're in the bed together, like, mm-hmm. she's got her arm up here. And, like, see, I have a shadow. See, and you can see that light shadow across her face right there. That's how much detail Shauna did. And, like, the light is coming in that and from the window. And I mean, it just, it glares just perfectly. I mean, just the detail she added is just phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm sure that when you guys start getting these pages in from the artist, you're just like in awe of what you're seeing as it's coming in. I know for me, when I see my writing come to life this way, just, it's like, and I always say this, it's like Christmas morning. You know what I mean? Like, it's just amazing.
I can do you one better. I wrote the story. I wrote, you know, and then Chuck edited it and we went over it all. Trish never read a single page of my story. Not one page. So when the art was coming in, Trish seen it for the first time when the pens and inks arrived. She freaked out virtually at every page.
Because I didn't want the story to be known to me. I wanted to make sure the art was coming through. That I, as we were getting all the panels and everything, that it made sense to me in my head, and that the words are adding to it. It's not. I don't want it. I don't want it totally story driven, but I didn't want it not including the artwork too. I wanted it a 50-50 kind of togetherness. So that's why I didn't want to know the story, and I didn't want Mike to change it based on a reaction I had.
Right.
So did you not know anything about the story at the time, or did you, like, you knew nothing. What the premise was? Nothing.
She knew absolutely nothing. She doesn't know. She didn't know the villain at all. She knows nothing about issue two. Like I said, I've sent the issue two off to Chuck to be edited, which means that, you know, we'll be working on it this month, but she's never touched issue two at all. She only knows issue one. She seen the pens and inks. And then after the pens and inks, you know, we sent it off to the colorist to be colored. Mm-hmm. So Trish freaked out when she got the pens and inks. Trish freaked out when she got colors. And the first time that Trish knew names and stuff for the story was when the letterer sent the lettered pages back. Mm-hmm. That's the first time she knew what this guy here on the screen was even called. I mean, she didn't know his name.
Right.
But you can look at these pictures. They're done so well, you can tell a story. To, you know what I mean? You could kind of figure something. Okay, the girls are in the car doing something and there's somebody watching them. Oh, here's trouble coming in the park. I mean, you can tell what's going on without the words. You know what I mean? And I wanted to make sure it made sense in my head.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have worked together for a long time. So, you know, if you give that kind of wrinkly nose, like if somebody's writing something or, you know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, do I need to change that? You know, and I didn't want Mike to feel that kind of pressure if I wrinkled a nose or kind of, So, because I wanted him to tell his story. This is his time to shine with his storytelling.
This looks amazing.
Nice. I mean, I love
that.
The pencils in that cover.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Justin Hunt was just so amazing with that. He told us that we could put it up on the Kickstarter. So, you know, if somebody wants it, they can buy it off the Kickstarter. It's all going to come from Justin, although. So we're going to give Justin the address if the person buys it, and Justin's going to send them it. It'll all be packaged by Justin, done by Justin, signed by Justin.
Wow.
It'll be the only piece of the Kickstarter that I don't have to fulfill at all. That will 100% come from Justin Hunt.
That looks great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Great. Jesus. Look at all that detail, man.
It's crazy.
I love it. I love it. And my Jason Dube stickers are so fun and they're just so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I mean, this looks great. Seth
Wilson did up some chibis for me too. And then the scratch and sniff panty stickers. I mean, easy peasy. Yes. They do smell and amazing. Sergio, I asked him, I'm like, Sergio, can you draw me up bras and panties? He's like, because he's from a different country. And he's like, you want what? I'm like, I need bras and panties, dude. The set that matches what the girls are wearing. You want what?
Nice. So what, by me asking, what scent are you
the Fenty
Blaze. Here,
here's the thing. No, I'm not telling you because that's kind of why I wanted to do a scent thing, because it's a very personal thing. Like, I can tell you here, this smells like banana cream pie. But are you going to smell the banana? Are you going to smell the cream? Maybe the crust? Something totally off. So it doesn't matter what I tell you. It's a personal thing for you. And I wanted this book to be kind of personal for you. So when you smell that, you're going to remember that's okay. That's what Brinkin's Fetch smell like to you. And that's why I'm not doing no funny smell, like no naughty, crazy smell like that. You know what I mean? I want you to have a good reaction when you smell it. If I could give you some way, and not trying to be funny, if you could taste the girls too, I want to give you a whole, you know, more than just to wow your eyes and your brain. I want to give
you making Jonathan nervous. Yeah. All right. Jonathan, cover your ears. But,
These girls are so personal to us that I wanted to give you that personal touch too, that scent does for somebody. You know what I mean? You know, you get into somebody's car that's got like Hawaiian punch smell, you know, are you smelling the coconut? You smelling the lime? What do you, you know, it's so personal.
So I have a question about the covers, guys. So you guys got all these covers from these artists. Did you have any input as to what was going to go on those covers, or did the artist kind of just say, hey, I have an idea for it, I'm going to do it, and then they send you the covers already done?
It's sort of a little bit of both. I always pitch ideas to the artists about what I want on the covers, and sometimes they go 100% with the idea that I pitched to them, and they just work off of it, and other times they come to me and they tell me, you know, I was thinking maybe if I did this, it would be better. So, I mean, every cover has its own little, like, bit of history. But, I mean, I've never had an artist tell me no.
Yeah.
But I have had artists tell me they think that they could do something better. Like I'll pitch an idea to them, and they'll be like, well, yeah, I could do that, but I think if I did this, it would be better.
Right.
And often it is.
Chris had a whole nother cover done for us. And he's like, I'm just not feeling this cover, guys. Can I have another shot at it? At something I want to do special. And I'm like, of course, dude. I want you to shine as much as we shine. And that's when he did like the superhero 90s pose down. And that cover is just phenomenal. And Steph Wilson, we had another cover idea, and he's like, well, you want to homage Tom to a certain extent? And we're like, yeah, we want to thank Tom. He's like, let me do the cover of the first issue that you bought, Mike. And so he came up with that idea. And David, not even knowing the inside of our covers that had those little bouncy toys, he did that. We were telling him it's in the playground. And he's like, well, I remember these cootie bugs out in the 80s. And he's like, that's kind of the theme you kind of got going. And he added it without even knowing what was in the interiors, just Mike talking to him. And he added that.
When you said that, first thing, I went back to my juvenile years. I don't know if I ever left it. And when we were kids, we used to say, sucka, sucka, dot, dot, I got my cootie shots. Yeah, I know. It's one of those things.
Well, to be more fair, I think David called them spring dragons or something.
Yeah.
He didn't call them cootie bugs like Trish called them. That's a Trish word.
That's what they are. They're, to me, that's what we wrote as kids. You rocked on them and you were on the cootie bugs.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got a different thing for them, but I mean, David had a different phrase for them, like
what do you guys call those riding toys that have the spring at the bottom?
Sam just told you what he called them. I mean, yeah. Phrase for it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even have a name.
Because the cooties was like when, you know, we're like, oh, he got the cooties, and we'd go sucka sucka that, I got my cooties, and we'd run from each other. That was what I knew for cooties. I didn't know for any riding toys.
When I was a little kid, my mom called them rocking horses. But she called all of them rocking horses, no matter what the thing was, whether it was a horse, a dragon. If you could sit my butt on it and I would rock back and forth, she called it a rocking horse, but that was just my mom's way. That's a rocking horse. That one over there is a rocking horse.
That's funny. Well, so listen, you guys just got a pledge. I just wanted to say you guys just got a pledge. You're at $29.10. You're $90 away from the goal. So that's awesome.
Yes, $90. So let's say $10.
I'm getting excited. I want to give those scratch and sniff stickers away so bad, you know. And I'm just like, come on, guys, let's get there. I want to give you stuff. And Mike and Chuck keep pulling me, hold it back. Because, like, honestly, when we started, I had probably like 50 stretch goals I wanted to do. And I'm like, every $5. And then I'm like, wait, I'm spending $90 on a $15 pledge. Roll it back.
Yes. Yeah. Trish really wanted to give away a lot of stretch goals, but it's not functional.
Trish, at what amount do you get the scratch and sniff bra and panties?
I think 5,000, which is the normal amount that people generally on the Kickstarter go for. That right. We wanted a little bit less then so that we got funded right away. Because what we're doing is just to get more eyes on the prize and to help pay for the printing.
We figured out how much it would cost to make sure we could pay for the printing, the shipping, the Geminis. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all that's covered by this.
Right.
I mean, when we go over 3,000, you know, then we're actually starting to recoup some of the stuff that we paid artists and stuff already.
Right.
And that's all going to the issue too. So
yeah, it'll slide straight up to issue two, but
looks great, guys. Nice.
So you have a captivated audience. Give us the elevator pitch.
Go ahead.
Why can't you do the elevator pitch? You can do it.
You do it. Okay. Brink and Fetch are two girls trying to make their world through this chaotic world, and they're just looking for love and magic and just trying to have a good time. But you know what? The world's not always roses and cotton candy. There are things out there that want to stop them. So you watch, you see, you read, and figure out what's out to stop them. So join them anytime on Brink and Fetch. Want to have fun on Kickstarter right now.
That's the best
video
that you've given so far.
Boom. It was flawless. You're a pro. Look at that.
Done.
Done. You know how many shows I've been on in one week this has been on? Like, honestly, I've been on at least 40 shows.
Well, if you're going to nail it, you're going to nail it on Catch the Craze. This is where it happens, right?
That's right.
You got another pledge. You're up to 935. You got 106 backers now. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
When Trish did Pitches Be Crazy, I wrote her out a sheet of just things to try to cover while she was on it.
The keywords.
The keywords and phrases. And she's like, oh, I really don't want to, you know, go on there and, you know, forget something. So I wrote it out. I don't think she ever looked at the page that I wrote out for her, although it is still sitting right where I left it. Oh, good shot.
Definitely, Jonathan.
There you go. Well, listen, you guys are $65 away from goal. I think you guys should be reaching that within the next, you know, few hours. So good luck with it, guys.
The scenario is you get a third the first couple days, then in your kind of quiet period, you get another third, and then at the last like 4 days, you get your final third of your goal is roughly what they say. So, I mean, the fact that, you know, we're just a week into this and we're funded almost, so.
Yes.
Not stressing, not worrying.
Well, you did it all the right things. I mean, you followed the formula, you know, have it ready. You know, prepare, you know, get out there, promote all the things that you should do to launch a successful campaign. So it's no wonder why you guys are going to nail this one.
Well, but you're forgetting something that we did to prepare for this, too. Mm. We got on Catch the Craze so that we could get prepared for this. So
Michael, I'm about to pledge again. I'm about to pledge again, Michael. That's amazing.
That's amazing. That's it. That's the quote.
You got to catch the craze because, I mean, you guys teach so much. And you go into more than, like, you know, about just creating the book. And then it's like when you're going to a con and like, that's what really got me into like, and then you talk about your artists and you talk about so much more. So like, I mean, you guys are like, you know, you're helping us advance past just creating the book and getting it out there. It's like, what are you going to do next step going forward? So thank you guys.
Chris did watch your shows about what to do at a con repeatedly. And then I broke her itty bitty little heart and tried to tell her that with one book,
you can't go to cons.
Well, you shouldn't go to cons. I mean, you can, but if you take your one book to cons, it's rough. I mean, you really want a few books under your belt before you go to a con, pay a table. Well, admittedly, I do think we're going to get a banner, even though we're not going to have a table. But I do think we're going to get a banner because Trish wanted a banner.
Yeah. I will carry that banner around all the con floors. I'll be like, we have a comic.
It will be right here behind us probably, so when we're on shows.
Yes.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah, you got to start somewhere. And even if it's just one book and a pinup, you can do a small local shows, you know, as you're building your audience and collecting those emails and doing the things that you need to do from the grassroots point of view, and you can still do it.
You know what I'll tell you guys is sometimes having that one book is easier to move because you're focused on just selling that one book. So you're not competing with yourself to sell other stuff. So especially on the smaller conventions, but you guys have something special here. I really think you guys should, you know, keep going. I'm glad issue 2 is being worked on, and I can't wait to get the book and read it because it looks fun. Well, it looks like a lot of fun.
See, that was our thing because Mike has several ideas, but I said make sure what we start with is a really good foundation. You know what I mean? Yeah. Supernatural, sexy, fun, exciting. I mean, that's what our foundation is. And then I said we can build from there, but you have to have a really good foundation for that issue 1 so that people can always look back to that as that was a good point to start.
Yeah, not for sure.
Absolutely. But it was a breath of fresh air to have you guys on, you know, you guys are full of fun, you know, and, you know, congratulations, man. You guys, you hit it out the park first at bat. Fantastic.
It's just watching a lot of you guys and studying. I mean, you guys are paving the way for us newbies. So like you just have to learn who to watch and what to watch and just pay attention and just follow their plans. You know what I mean? And just kind of, they have this artist and that artist and this. Okay, let's get those. We can get a little bit of that. I mean, I can't do 17 covers, but I can do four really amazing ones with those artists. And there we go.
Fantastic.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate your kind words.
You guys are
amazing.
Yes. Thank you. And, you know, we'll definitely have you guys back on the show.
Yes.
And good luck. And at this rate, you guys will probably break. You get to double that. So congratulations again. And good luck on your convention that you guys are going to attend.
Not a problem. And then, Sam, I will gladly take you down at Pitches Be Crazy.
Hey. Stop
thinking
on Sam.
There you go.
Man, there was an ulterior motive.
Like, Sam, I'm ready for you. Bring it.
Oh, damn. We shall see. All right. Well, thank you guys again. Thank you guys again. We'll talk to you soon. And again, guys, the link is in the chat. Links in the summary. Yes. Go and pledge today. And it is Brink and Fetch. Want to have fun.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Later, guys.
You got it.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yes. So that was the dynamic duo. Fantastic job. These guys are on fire. Guys, go and pledge. You know, ball of fun. Great personalities. Oh, great. You know, there's a strategy. They're doing all the right things. All the, you know, and it's. And thank you for the kind words because we do because we love what we do.
You know what? The humbleness, bro. Like to me, that's it for me, man. Like I love how humble they are, how they're learning. They're willing to learn and they're saying, hey, we don't have all the answers. We're doing our research and we're putting our stuff out there. And it's genuine. And listen, we don't have all the answers either. We've made a lot of mistakes. We're learning as we go along, but anything we've learned and anything you know, we've made mistakes on, we're willing to pass that knowledge on. And that's what the show's about. You know what I mean? That's what it is. That's what Catch the Crazy is about. It's indies and supporting indies in any way we can. So
yes. And you know, it's sometimes we're doing it and we're hoping that people are taking some of the things that we share, because these are our journeys, right? These are the lessons that we learn, and some of the things that was like, hey, you know, don't do this, or hey, you know, you might want to consider this. And sometimes when you hear directly it's having an impact on people and their journey and this, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is fantastic. I mean, what more can you ask for? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. No, definitely, man. So yeah, no, please, guys, if you love, you know, tabletop games and things of that nature, I love the way that this came about, right? Like the characters came about. So Brink and Fetch, want to have fun, support it, go to Kickstarter. The links are in our show notes and even on the chat for right now. They're about $65 away from goal. They have 20 days to go, and they have some really cool stretch goals, scratch and sniff panties. I mean, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah, Jonathan got excited. He's pulling the money out of his wallet. He's like, 1, 2, 3. All right, he's like, you know what? I won't get the burger. You know what? I want those panties.
He wants the panties. No, that's a fun little stretch goal, man. That's thinking outside the box, literally, you know?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, again, that's another great episode of Catch the Craze. Yes. I don't know what you're watching.
You are listening to Catch the Craze.
Yes. And don't forget, we have two landing pages that are going on right now. There's an Alien in My Toilet. The link is in the summary. Sign up. You know, we want to get to 100 people who signed up. We got 61 recruits who are boarded on Duty's UFO. And he needs another 39 recruits to before he hits Earth's orbit and takes over February 15th. It's going to be amazing. A lot of prizes and a lot of fun for the launch party. And then there's the adventures of Quack McDougal.
Wonder Duck. Yes, that landing page is up right now as well. The campaign launches May 4th, so you have plenty of time, but please hit the link and get notified. So those are coming, man. Those are coming. Can't wait. Tomorrow we are back again live at 8 p.m. So, you know, save the date, save the time. Subscribe to the show. We will be on with Michael Earth Best Friend, Kickstarter Live. So check that out. Make sure you tune in tomorrow live.
Oh, the Kickstarters the Kickstarters are flooding. I mean, we have Kickstarter shows every week for the entire, I think, the year. It's crazy. But so everyone's got a Kickstarter. You got a Kickstarter, and you got a Kickstarter. So, this is another episode of Cast the Craze. I had fun. Congratulations, you guys. You guys are doing it big. With that said, if you like this episode, give us a thumbs up, you know, and subscribe. Hit that bell. Get reminded every time we're going to go on. And if you want to be a guest on the show, it's as simple as this. All you have to do is subscribe. Subscribe right there. Subscribe, right? Subscribe to the show. And then there's a link in the summary and it says, be a guest on the show. Hit that link and you can book yourself on Catch the Craze. And as simple as that, don't book without subscribing. All right. You got to do both. So with that said, I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Vera.
George the Dreamer Medina.
And we are out.
It's just easy. It's not.
Crazy. Acquiesce.
No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him.
Say my name,
right?
This is what you were thinking?
Oh, you're describing. Listen, I'm the
Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze. On Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze.
And broadcast.